So the first thing I want to talk about is a very famous verse in the Quran when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that you could not enumerate, count individually the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is using this verse to get you to think about gratitude, to evoke within you a sense of gratitude. And gratitude is an expression and a form of worship. Because we know this in Surah Al-Fatiha, Kitab, the mother of the book, which is Surah Al-Fatiha. What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All perfect praise and ultimate gratitude belong to the Lord of everything that exists. Perfect praise and ultimate gratitude towards Allah are keys and manifestations of worship. So in this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, you cannot enumerate the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is very interesting, because sometimes we like to complain a lot. But if we really think about some of the most basic blessings that we have that we take for granted, we will realize that we will never truly be able to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, if I told you, you had 10 minutes left to live, but in order to get another 10 days, you have to give me all of your wealth, you would give me all of your wealth. Such is the gift of life. It's priceless. Now if I said to you, to focus on your heart, and to think about your heartbeat, and if I were to say to you, you have 100 heartbeats left, but in order to get another 1,000 heartbeats, you have to give me all of your wealth, your house and your car. You will give me all of your wealth, your house and your car. Such is the priceless gift of life. You don't earn it, you don't own it, you don't deserve it, but it's given to you freely by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I repeat, life itself, forget what happens in your life, the possibility of life, is a priceless, undeserved gift. And you would give all of your wealth to get an extra day. You would give all of your wealth to get an extra year. Think about the people who have passed away in your lifetime. Think about them, your beloved mother, father, children, spouse, uncle, auntie, your beloved family. Think about those who have passed away. And if I were to say to you, my bro, if you were to get all of your wealth into gold coins and feed it into the grave, and if you finish the gold coins, they'll come back to life, you would spend all of your wealth. You would spend all of your wealth. But many of us, we complain. We argue by inheritance. We're petty. But in reality, you know how important not only your life is, but the life of the people that you adore. Such is the gift of life. My grandmother passed away a few years ago. She's not Muslim. And if I could spend every penny I have to resurrect her, to speak to her, to hug her, wallahi, I would do it. Wallahi, I would do it. Wallahi, I would do it. Such is the gift of life. And Allah is saying we can't even be grateful for a single blessing. And we talked about the heartbeat. And I'm giving you a Quranic challenge. Be grateful for all the heartbeats you've had in a lifetime. It's impossible. You cannot enumerate them. Because for the first few years you can't count. When you're sleeping, you don't count. When you're living your life, you don't count your heartbeats. Imagine having to say Alhamdulillah for every single heartbeat. It is a practical impossibility. It is a practical impossibility. And if you were given the ability to be grateful for every single heartbeat, you would have to be grateful for that ability itself. An infinite regress of gratitude. And that's just one blessing. Look how powerful the arguments of the Quran are. Look how powerful the Quran is, brothers and sisters. And this is giving you an aspect of Tawheed to make you realize, forget house, forget wife, forget car, forget health. Your heartbeat itself, you can't even be truly grateful for. Imagine every single one of us, we internalize this. Imagine every single one of us in this room, we internalize this, brothers and sisters. There'll be no more petty arguments. There'll be no more disunity. There'll be no more issues. We'll be always be in a state of gratitude. And wallahi, when you're in a state of gratitude, you can't be in any other state. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam's son Ibrahim passed away, what did Allah reveal? Did Allah reveal a divine condolence? No, He didn't. He revealed Surah Al-Kawthar. Surah Al-Kawthar. Verily, we have given you the abundance. فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَنْهَرْ. Indeed, we have given you Al-Kawthar. Therefore, pray to your Lord and sacrifice. Allah was changing the narrative. Allah was reframing the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam from a state of anguish to a state of gratitude. Because when you're in a state of gratitude, you are cognitively and spiritually reframed. How powerful are the arguments of the Quran? How powerful is the book of Allah?